This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Chunky Monkey is no longer on the menu in the land of milk and honey. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Boycott, divestment, and sanctions, also known as BDS, is an anti-Semitic strategy to punish Israel. Now, an American company has caved to the pressures of BDS. After the Vermonters for a Just Peace in Palestine applied pressure and even a boycott since 2014, the popular Vermont-based ice cream company Ben & Jerry's decided that they would stop selling their ice cream in the, quote, occupied Palestinian territories. Left-wing activist group Code Pink's national co-director, Ariel Gold, commented that this is a huge win for BDS and Palestinian groups working to get Ben & Jerry's to stop selling their products in illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank. It shows that boycotting is certainly an effective way to protest and gives us hope that more companies will continue to follow suit. Ben & Jerry's official statement says that we believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben & Jerry's ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territory. We also hear and recognize the concerns shared with us by our fans and trusted partners. We have a long-standing partnership with our licensee, who manufactures Ben & Jerry's ice cream in Israel and distributes it in the region. We have been working to change this, and so we have informed our licensee that we will not renew the license agreement when it expires at the end of next year. Although Ben & Jerry's will no longer be sold in the OPT, we will stay in Israel through a different arrangement. We will share an update on this as soon as we're ready. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid commented about the decision that Ben & Jerry's decision is a disgraceful capitulation to anti-Semitism, to BDS, to all that is evil in the anti-Israel and anti-Jewish discourse. We won't be silent. The new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, said that Ben & Jerry's has decided to brand itself as the anti-Israel ice cream. He continued, saying, "This decision is morally wrong, and I believe that it will become clear that it is also commercially wrong. The boycott against Israel, a democracy surrounded by islands of terrorism, reflects a total loss of way. The boycott does not work and will not work, and we will fight it with full force. There are roughly 30 states in America that have anti-BDS laws, and Israel will be requesting that they put those into effect against Ben & Jerry's."
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.